This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Looks like the state of Wisconsin will be counting on more animal waste digesters to handle the growing amount of cow manure at large dairy farms. The Public Service Commission recently authorized spending up to $20 million in utility ratepayer money on the large waste-to-energy units. But the record on digesters is mixed, and they don't completely get rid of nutrients that can pollute local drinking and surface water. Chuck Kornbach reports.
At the family-owned Verclaire Farms near Campbellsport, 1,800 cows are milked three times a day. One of the farm managers, Grant Grinstead, takes a group of journalists in for a look at the milking parlor.
We don't get a tour every day, so the girls may get a little nervous, but we'll do our best here.
As the cows go through the milking machines, Grinstead says each bovine produces about 11 gallons of milk daily. But during that time, each animal also generates about 80 pounds of manure. At Verclaire, the waste is collected and pumped to large, covered tanks called digesters. Methane gas from the decaying material is captured and sent here. These two engines in Verclaire's generation room burn the methane and crank out electricity that's sold to the local utility, Alliant Energy, enough power for roughly 800 homes. Grinstead says Verclaire invested a few million dollars in all the equipment, but he says the economics work at their farm.
Fortunately, we're pretty close to Fond du Lac, so the ability for us to connect to the grid via Alliant, we were fortunate from our location. When you look to rural America of where we can site digesters on larger dairies, typically they're further away from the superpower grids, so that's where the costs come into play.
Some of the roughly three dozen Wisconsin farms with manure digesters have gotten financial help from the state Focus on Energy program. But there's also a question for some about the reliability of digesters, most notably at this three-farm facility built a few years ago near Wanakee. A large, rapidly spinning centrifuge separates solids from liquid at what's now called Clean Fuel Partners. A couple years ago, under a different name and a different owner, this Dane County-backed digester had several leaks of manure, and a small explosion blew the nylon top off of one of the three digester tanks. But Clean Fuel CEO John Heckel says the public should no longer be concerned about the safety of the taxpayer-supported facility.
I don't think so, but we're in the business of pipes and pumps and poop. And things break. We don't want them to break. We believe we've got the backups and we've got the spares necessary to quickly remediate any problem that we might have.
Heckel also says questions as to whether the digester met targets for removing phosphorus from the unburned waste have been answered. He says about two-thirds of the nutrient is now taken out before the remaining liquid waste is spread on fields as fertilizer. But if the state moves ahead with boosting money for digesters, phosphorus removal will get more scrutiny from environmentalists. Keith Riopel of Clean Wisconsin says he hopes for the latest technology.
Many of them are chemical processes, which really chemically separate the phosphorus from the rest of the liquid output from the manure. And you need that phosphorus removal piece in order to really see a significant benefit in terms of water quality.
Riopel also says putting in a new waste-to-energy unit shouldn't be a substitute for a more comprehensive plan to address spreading of manure in polluted areas like Kewaunee County. The state's request for proposals for new animal waste digesters is expected early next month. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.